إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون الله سبحانه وتعالى said in his Quran that indeed all might and power and honor belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it belongs to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it belongs to the believers, and it is only the hypocrites that do not know or understand this. Might and glory and power belongs to Allah jalla wa ala, and his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the believers. And what is meant is that this is a religion of might and honor. This is a religion of glory and principles. This is a religion of submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah jalla wa ala alone. When it comes to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the religion of Islam and the religion that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with is a religion that does not compromise the rights of Allah jalla wa ala for anything or anyone. It is a religion that does not compromise its principles, nor is it a religion that evolves and changes over time. But it is the same religion that was given to us by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the believers will only find honor and might if they continue following the same teachings until Yawm al-Qiyamah. This religion of Allah jalla wa ala does not change, and our principles do not diminish or disappear. And we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised the believers for holding on to their religion even in times of adversity and times of great hardship. We find from the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu an that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ, a time will come upon the people, أَصَّابِرُ فِيهِمْ عَلَى دِينِهِ كَالْقَابِضِ عَلَى الْجَمْرِ, the one who is patient on his religion is like the one who is holding on to hot coal. Holding on to hot coal is not easy. It will cause pain. It will cause burns. It will cause injuries. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, holding on to the religion on that day will be like holding on to hot coal. And Allah jalla wa ala warns the believers. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنْكُمْ وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ, if any of you disbelieve, then Allah jalla wa ala is free and he is rich and he does not need anyone subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ, but he is not pleased that his slaves, they fall into disbelief. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that he is not pleased with disbelief, nor does he want any of his slaves to fall into disbelief. And he is saying subhanahu wa ta'ala, if anyone fell into disbelief, it does not affect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will only affect the individual himself. The topic of the khutbah today, insha'Allah ta'ala, will be regarding the festivals of the disbelievers. The festivals of the disbelievers, and how a great danger this is to a Muslim and his religion if he does not take heed, if he is not aware of the rulings pertaining to their festivals, and then he engages in them, and he celebrates them, and he congratulates and welcomes others, and he gives gifts in them. These are matters that Allah Jalla wa Ala and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have not taken lightly. And these are matters that we find that the ulama of Al-Islam, they have spoken from all of the different schools of thought. They have spoken about the rulings pertaining to this and how this could be detrimental to a person's religion and could destroy and nullify his Islam. Allah Jalla wa Ala said in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَ. When Allah Jalla wa Ala spoke about the Christians, He said, indeed, they disbelieved those who said that Allah Jalla wa Ala is a third of three, those who claim the Trinity, and those who said Allah Jalla wa Ala is a third of three. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He said, they have disbelieved. And He said, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Indeed, those who have disbelieved, they have said that indeed Allah is the Messiah, the son of Maryam. And He said, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ اللَّهِ. And the Christians, they said that Isa is the son of Allah. So Allah Jalla wa Ala tells us about the belief of the Christians, that the Christians, they believe that either Isa alayhi salam is Allah, or he is the son of Allah, or he is one third of Allah Jalla wa Ala from their belief of the Trinity. So when they celebrate Christmas and they celebrate their religious festivals, they are celebrating the birth of what they claim is either Allah Jalla wa Ala or the son of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala or a part of Allah Jalla wa Ala. So when we look at it in this context, they are celebrating the birth of Allah Jalla wa Ala to them, or the son of Allah Jalla wa Ala, or a part of Allah. If someone explicitly came out and said this, that they said they are celebrating the birth of Allah, do you want to join in with me to celebrate and participate in this celebration? Every Muslim would say no, because the reality has been made clear to him. He can see exactly what they are celebrating and what their beliefs are. If someone is worshipping an idol and they say to someone, assist me in worshipping this idol, hold this idol up for me so I could worship it, every Muslim would say no, because the reality has been made clear to him. So when we understand the reality of their festivals, why they engage in them, what they are actually celebrating, then it tells us, it shows us how severe the matter actually is. Umar radiallahu anhu wa arda, he said, اجتنبوا أعداء الله في عيدهم, that stay away from the enemies of Allah during their festivals. Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, stay away from the enemies of Allah Jalla wa Ala during their festivals. He didn't need to say do not participate in them, because this was clear to the Sahaba. But he said do not even go near them. Stay away from them completely. And Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, when he spoke about their festivals, he said, أَنَّ الْأَعْيَادِ مِنْ جُمْلَةِ الشَّرْعِ وَالْمَنَاهِجِ وَالْمَنَاسِكِ, that indeed the festivals, they are part of their legislations, their practices, and their rituals. الَّتِي قَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ, that which Allah Jalla wa Ala said, لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا هُمْ نَاسِكُ, for every nation we have made a ritual that they perform. Ibn Taymiyyah then said, فَلَا فَرْقَ بَيْنَ مُشَارَكَتِهِمْ فِي الْعِيدِ وَبَيْنَ مُشَارَكَتِهِمْ فِي سَاهِرِ الْمَنَائِجِ, and there is no difference, there is no difference for a person to follow them in their Eid and imitate them, just like there is no difference in following them in their practices. فَإِنَّ الْمُوَافَقَةَ فِي جَمِيعِ الْعِيدِ مُوَافَقَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ, because imitating them completely in their festivals is imitating them in their disbelief. والموافقة في بعض فروعه موافقة في بعض شعب الكفر, and imitating them in some of the branches of their festivals is imitating them in some of their branches of their disbelief. Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned in the Quran, He said, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, والذين لا يشهدون الزور, those, when Allah Jalla wa Ala was praising the believers, He said, those that do not witness falsehood, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا, and if they witness or they walk past falsehood, then they walk past with dignity. Allah Jalla wa Ala said, those who do not witness falsehood, when He was speaking about the believers, when the ulama of tafsir, they spoke about this, Abdullah ibn Abbas, he interpreted falsehood and he said, أَعْيَادُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, they are the festivals of the mushrikeen. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, in his tafsir, in the explanation of this verse, when he spoke about falsehood, he said, وَقَالَ and Abu Aliya, Abu Aliya said, and Tawus, and Ibn Sirin, and Al-Dhahak, and Al-Rabi Ibn Anas, and other than them, all of them said, هِيَ أَعْيَادُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. It is the festivals of the disbelievers. And Ibn Taymiyyah said, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَنَصَّ الْإِمَامُ أَحْمَدُ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ لَا يَجُوزُ شُهُودُ أَعْيَادِ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَىٰ. That Imam Ahmad, he said, it is not permissible for a believer to even just witness the celebrations of the Jews and the Christians. And then he recited this verse, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. They are from those, the believers, they are from those who do not witness falsehood. And then he said, this is the Palm Sunday and the rest of their festivals. Then Ibn Taymiyyah said, وَقَالَ عَبْدُ الْمَلِكِ ابْنِ حَبِيبٍ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ مَالِكٍ. And this man, this great scholar from the companions of Imam Malik, he said, فَلَا يُعَاوِنُونَ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِيدِهِمْ. That they do not assist them in any part of their festival. لِأَنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ تَعْظِيمِ شِرْكِهِمْ وَعَوْنِهِمْ عَلَىٰ كُفْرِهِمْ. Because this is magnifying their polytheism and helping them and assisting them in their disbelief. When a Muslim understands the true concept of their festivals, especially their religious festivals, then as Ibn Taymiyyah mentioned, and Imam al-Dhahabi and others, just like we face a qibla in salah, and just like we go for Hajj, we also celebrate our Eids as acts of ibadah to Allah Jalla wa Ala. Does any Muslim say our Eid is just a customary festival? Does any Muslim claim that our Eid is not an act of ibadah? When we eat food on Eid, and we celebrate Eid, and we pray Salah on Eid, and we gather together on Eid, is this an act of ibadah or not? Are we rewarded for doing this or not? This is the question. And every Muslim will agree that we are rewarded for doing this. When we gather together and we celebrate this day, we are rewarded for celebrating this day because it is a festival of the believers. And if we are rewarded for it, then it is an act of ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if it wasn't an act of worship, we will not be rewarded for it. Nor will there be commands and prohibitions around it. So the fact we can understand this concept when it comes to our religion, that if we participate in the Eid, whether it is Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha, we are rewarded by Allah Jalla wa Ala, because these are days that Allah Jalla wa Ala has given to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then surely participating in the Eids of the other religions is also participating in the acts of worship. And this is why Ibn Taymiyyah, he said, rahimahullahu ta'ala, there is no difference between praying salah and fasting and performing Hajj and celebrating the Eid. Because all of these are acts of legislation from Allah Jalla wa Ala that bring us close to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we understand from this that when a Muslim participates and he celebrates the festivals of the disbelievers, and more specifically the religious festivals of the disbelievers, then this has a great chance that it could destroy and nullify his religion, because he has participated in their religious festivals. And anyone who participates in the worship of other religions has left the fold of Al-Islam. Ibn Taymiyyah said, rahimahullahu ta'ala, when he spoke about a number of practices that people do on the religious festivals of the disbelievers, he said, بَلْ قَدْ ذَهَبَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنَ الْعُلَمَاءِ إِلَىٰ كُفْرِ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ هَذِهِ الْأُمُورِ لِمَا فِيهَا مِنْ تَعْظِيمِ شَعَائِرِ الْكُفْرِ. He said, some of the scholars, they have held the view that whoever takes part in any of these matters, then he has fallen into disbelief. Because by doing this, he has venerated the symbols of disbelief. And venerating the symbols of disbelief is disbelief in and of itself. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما. Those who do not witness falsehood, and Allah Jalla wa Ala is praising the believers. Those who do not witness falsehood, and if they were to walk past it, they will walk past it with dignity. We have many statements of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the ulama of Islam from all of the schools of thought, and from the early scholars and the later scholars of Islam, that speak about the severity of these festivals. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma, he said, man ta'assa bi bilad al-a'ajim, whoever imitated the foreign lands, wa sana'a nayruzahum wa mahrajanahum, and he celebrated these festivals, Nayruz and Mahrajan, And some of the scholars were saying these were not even religious festivals. These were customary festivals that they would celebrate at the beginning of summer and at the beginning of winter. وَتَشَبَّهَ بِهِمْ حَتَّى يَمُوتُ And he said they were to celebrate Nairoz and Mahrajan and they were to imitate them until they die. وَهُوَ كَذَلِكَ That he will be just like them. حُشِرَ مَعَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ He will be resurrected with them on يوم القيامة. Imagine a Muslim celebrating Christmas and then Allah Jalla wa'ala raises him with the Christians on يوم القيامة. Or he celebrates the festivals of the polytheists and Allah Jalla wa'ala raises him with the polytheists on يوم القيامة. He expects to be raised with the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he lost his dignity and his izzah. He lost his honor and his might and his glory in Islam. And he felt like he needed to fit into society. So he imitated the festivals and participated in the festivals of the Christians. And Allah Jalla wa'ala, instead of raising him with the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Yawm al-Qiyamah, he found himself around the Christians that claimed that Allah Jalla wa'ala was Isa, or Allah Jalla wa'ala had a son, or Isa was a third of three. This is the statement of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma. Also Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala, what he spoke about just wishing them and blessing them and congratulating them on their day. He spoke extreme harsh words just so the Muslim understands how severe this is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said rahimahullahu ta'ala, وَأَمَّا التَّهْنِئَ بِشَآعِرِ الْكُفْرِ الْمُخْتَصَّةِ بِهِ فَحَرَامٌ بِالْاتِّفَاقِ And as for congratulating them or wishing them blessings on that day, then it is prohibited by the consensus of the scholars. مِثْلَ أَنْ يُهَنِّئَهُمْ بِأَعْيَادِهِمْ وَصَوْمِهِمْ Just like a person congratulating them or wishing them well on their festivals or their fasts. فَيَقُولْ عِيدٌ مُبَارَكْ عَلَيْكْ So he says, have a blessed festival. أَوْ تَهْنَأُ بِهَذَا الْعِيدِ Or have a very good time in this Eid. وَنَحْوَهُ Or words similar to it. So Ibn al-Qayyim is speaking about these words. When a person goes to a disbeliever on their festivals and he says, have a blessed festival, have a good festival, have a nice occasion, he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, فَهَذَا إِن سَلِمَ قَائِلُهُ مِنَ الْكُفْرِ فَهُوَ مِنَ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ If the one who has said this has not fallen into disbelief, then there is no doubt that this is from the acts which are prohibited. So Ibn al-Qayyim is saying, rahimahullah, by congratulating someone for these festivals, if he has not fallen into disbelief by this, because there is a chance he could leave Islam by this. If he has not fallen into disbelief, then he has fallen into the matters which are prohibited. وَهُوَ بِمَنْزِلَةً أَنْ يُهَنِّئَهُ بِسُجُودِهِ لِلصَّلِيبِ He said, rather, this is similar to congratulating someone for bowing and prostrating down to the cross. بَلْ ذَلِكَ أَعْظَمُ إِثْمًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَأَشَدُّ مَقْتًا مِنَ التَّهْنِئَةِ بِشُرْبِ الْخَمْرِ وَقَتْلِ النَّفْسِ وَارْتِكَابِ الْفَرْجِ الْحَرَامِ وَنَحْوِهِ He said, rather, this is more severe in the sight of Allah Jalla wa'ala than congratulating someone for consuming intoxicants and congratulating someone for killing someone or for committing zina. So Ibn al-Qayyim is saying, rahimahullah ta'ala, this is a matter to do with tawheed and iman. It is a matter to do with the rights of Allah Jalla wa'ala. So if you saw someone prostrating to a cross, would you congratulate him for prostrating to the cross? No Muslim would congratulate him for that. He said, what is the difference between congratulating someone from prostrating to the cross and congratulating someone for celebrating what they claim is the birth of Allah Jalla wa'ala? Both of them violate the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just like we will not congratulate someone and we will not say he is doing something good, and we will not wish him well for bowing down to a cross, we do not wish them well for celebrating their festivals. And then Ibn al-Qayyim said, because there is a difference between the tawheed of Allah Jalla wa'ala when it comes to polytheism and other sins which are major sins. So he said, to congratulate them for celebrating their religious festivals is worse than congratulating them for consuming intoxicants. Because consuming intoxicants does not take you out of Islam. Nor does killing an innocent soul take you out of Islam. Nor does fornication take you out of Islam. So congratulating them for celebrating their festivals is worse than these things, because celebrating their festivals is something that nullifies the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is committing polytheism and associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The believer should be extremely careful when it comes to matters pertaining to their religion, especially when it comes to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those who have friends and who have families, who have shops and who have stores that sell things which are exclusive to Christmas or the festivals of the disbelievers, it is not permissible to sell these things. because you are assisting them in their celebrations. We find many shops, they sell Christmas cards. They sell certain gifts that have Christmas themes. They sell decorations that are only used on Christmas and not throughout the year. It is not permissible for a person to engage in these things, because by selling this, you are assisting them in their disbelief. By selling this, you are assisting them in their disbelief. So if it is prohibited to even witness their festivals, then it is more prohibited to assist them in establishing their festivals. And what is more severe than this is actually even participating in their festivals. And some of the ulama have mentioned, if a person knows the reality of their festivals and then he participates in their festivals, then he has left the fold of al-Islam, because he has participated in a ritual of another religion. So this shows the minimum requirement of magnification of Allah Jalla wa Ala was not present in his heart, and his actions led him out of al-Islam. So it is important that we educate ourselves about the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we educate ourselves about the principles of al-Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our iman and to protect us from disbelief. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our iman and to make it firm in our hearts and on our tongues and on our limbs. We ask Allah jalla wa ala to allow us to recognize iman as iman and allow us to recognize disbelief as disbelief. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us love iman and its people, and to make us hate disbelief and to stay away from all of their affairs. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal muslimin wa adhill ash-shirk wal mushrikeen wa dammir a'da'aka a'da'a ad-din. اللهم احفظ إيماننا يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك وثبت قلوبنا على طاعتك. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان.